Yerushalmi Erevin Daf Nun Ches. So the Gemara, continuing from yesterday, the Gemara says that you're allowed to go ahead and draw water from a balcony that's over the sea. If you make a machitza above or below, you're able to go and bring up water from the sea into your and from the hole into your porch, so your balcony. So the Gemara, you're allowed to go ahead and draw water onto it. However, you can't pour it back. You can't pour water into the sea, but you can go ahead and that you can't do. Says the carbon aid to explain that what does this mean? It means you're allowed to fill up mechitza tuli rabbanon, but you can't go ahead and pour back. Why? Not because you can't pour it in, but because we have the mechitza that allows you to bring the water up into the balcony. But when you pour it back into the yam, the water will mix together with the ocean and then flow out outside the gutra. So you're going to a different rishus. It's going to the mechitza. The water is flowing outside the mechitza. And the mele, therefore, that would be considered shofik l'chutzak l'saka karmelis into another rishus, and that you would not be able to do. That you will not be able to do. And the Mosin explained in Afgamina. Mos amalei, so therefore, he said to Ravidi, kad nimna chachamim nimna chayimoin. When we point him in a chachamim to chashuva positions, we're going to make sure that we appoint you. In other words, when we give smicha, we're going to make sure we give you, says the Pnei Moshe. What does that mean? He said to him, such a brilliant statement, we go ahead and we point chachamim, give smicha, we're going to go ahead, nimna chayimoin, we're going to point you as well. We're going to point you as well. Was he being serious when he said this? Was he giving them a compliment or was he not? The Gemara says, it's a machlok in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't explain. Two different explanations of Chia's remark. He was joking with Ravidi. He felt what he was saying, nafkmi between drawing water and pouring it out, is narishkeit. There's no svaridic machalik. It doesn't make sense. It's not svaridic. And therefore, he was making a fun. I'm going to give you a chitz. We're going to get like sarcastically, mocking him. They were going to make you a little thing. Another pshat. Milo Amalei. He's actually made a very important statement. He said, Svapi svar was a good statement. He wasn't ridiculing him. He was actually complimenting him. Why? Because you let it go because the mechitza is there. Because it goes outside the mechitza. There's a sfar for it. It's going to carry outside the mechitza. That's why he wouldn't do it. So one is halacha is that he was going ahead. Mechadish knew halacha. He was making fun of it. There is chok because of course it's ridiculous. Of course it's outside to do it. You can't do it. It's pasha. The other one says no. That you're saying a good point. It's a good point. So it's not, it wasn't that what you said that you transferred over, that it was masaki, making fun of him. That's not what it is. But Fakir, he's telling him over the halakha that he agrees with him, the halakha. He's not arguing with him, but rather he's telling him this is the correct halakha. It's the correct halakha, and I agree with him. I agree with what he's saying. So this book, he can't do it. Okay, Zot Gemara. So the... Someone said that's where we have two different opinions. Is what he was telling them, miskak or not? Were they telling them the correct? That this is the correct svara, that it makes a svara is a good svara that makes enough gemita into what you can carry it in or not. Something more about that. You let go do that. Only said the rivers block it, and they block the. Therefore, you can't. You go ahead. You can do whatever you want because it says the salmaisa surrounding it. So mele it's that, but those are petitions. So if you can go ahead and look at it like you can be matur, you can worry about without having to worry about anything because you have a built-in heter. He's telling you a built-in heter. Makavi shalom. He goes. He holds that. That's the pshat. That's why he allowed his son to do this. The way he allowed him to do. The Gemara says, "I'm going to be able to understand this halacha." Then we say, "Look, by Yam Shel by Gemara says that you can't do this." Gemara says, "Depends what the case was." Gemara says, "Let's say the Kamina Mishra is on Yochanan. Hardy by Pukas. There was a case scenario surrounded by mountains. Had Dak Zog Mitoch Lishus Rabbim. From there they went. They threw into Lishus Rabbim. They threw an object from Lishus Rabbim to Shabbos. Hardy by Yom Shabbim into that Rishus. You see, halacha is Lamaisa. You over in the Sidoraisa of going from Rishus to Rishus. You over from Rishus to Yochanan. Going to Rishus from Rishus to Rishus. So look how you see." It is considered a problem. It's not just a deraisa, but rather it's a serious halacha. So The Gemara says, "I'm alei al dat chemish shalish tam." Don't you, according to your understanding, they'll say that halacha is he's never rishus from any place. According to your, he's never rishus rabim. It's always matter. Every time you have something mount or something area, we look at it that's considered not considered rishus rabim. It's considered rishus yaket. But it's not true. We know that every time it says halacha is this halacha of being able to go ahead and do kutsu. The Gemara says precise tells him over his rishus. There's a what do you call it? You can't do it. So you see, it's an afkamina. When the Veshakas of another Allah, I'll tell you. In the Rosh Rabbin, which says, no Rosh Hashanah Rabbin. What does that mean? For less, the Besok of Lamed, from one end to the other, one there will to the other end, where you can't say this is Allah. So if it's something over here, there's no way to explain something that you can't bring a Chedon on. And the one says, therefore, you'll bring a riot, if you can do so, it applies it with Rosh apply here as well. It changes the Shita. I'm a Rosh Hashanah without anything. I'm a call Gassin of him. Or the guy be every mountain, if you can sit lower. So how can you say it over here that it would be, sure, I wouldn't do it? My son can't do it. It shows that he's not. We're not using it. It's not. We're not. Shows Rabbim in this world. It's not going to be applied. You can't use it to both ends. Gemara says no. Right from there, she's a plicker of Rishlakish. Makes her argue Rishlakish. It says in Rishus Rabbim. What does it mean Rishus Yachid? What does it mean Rishus Rabbim? Gemara says Shmuelu Kishmuelu Beisigal. Gemara says that the luck of Beisigal. But not Rosh Hashanah, Shabbos. Because your name says Shabbos, and the answer says Shabbos. Doing that either way, because Lamaisa, according to Halacha, Shita Reish Lakish, what comes out, there's no Rosh Hashanah Rabbim at all in the world. We don't consider it, because either way, we could find a heter to be Michael to say that it's not what we because I was speaking about. Okay, so the Gemara says. The Gemara continues with Halacha of the Gaya to when you're allowed to do this or not. Let's see if the Gemara was taken. Maybe we'll see, continue as we go along the Gemara. So the Gemara explains again, Hananya ben Akavya's Kula, Nageya to drawing water from a balcony. So again, it has to be a shift. It's 4 amos. You're able to go ahead and draw from the mayim. That's over the water. But the question, without making mechitzos, you can use that as the mechitza. The question is, when was this kula made for? And who was it made for and when was it made? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, lo Amar Rav Yochanina ben Akavya l'miyam teferi. Yochanina ben Akavya only said this halacha, only the heter of the balcony over the water was by Yam Tveria. That was where he gave the heter from. And for Tveria, that's where, as Gemara says in Bavli as well. Especially for Anchi Tveria was a special heter that he gave. We're going to explain why. Why Dafka by Tveria was he mater? Says the Gemara, Shehari Makiva Masad. The reason why, because the mountains surround the area. So it's like a natural partition, the natural mechitzas you make. Since you have natural partitions, Rav Kiva said, it's enough to go ahead, Lakula, make a kula by Mayim, to go ahead and allow you to go bring the water up to the balcony, but just to makeshift mechitza without making a full mechitza, because you have the natural mechitzas in the walls or mountains around it. But if you don't have that, it's not Tveria. Chana Mekavi would never agree that it'd be mutter, and you'd have to have make a regular mechitza in order to be able to carry. Mimo says that Bnei Moshe Moed would serve mechitza mamish, but he would agree in other bodies of water when it's not surrounded by natural mountains, you don't have natural mechitza, and a Hanami would never allow that. You would have to actually have a mechitza mamish. Says the Gemara continues with this halacha to understand Rav Chiya's halacha. When do we say halacha by Tveri is different? Because it has the mountains. Let's say Rav Yochanan, hein pustrus. The guy being narrowed, it's surrounded by mountains. Zorak mitoch l'shus harabim. Person just goes ahead and you threw from there to shus harabim, would you be chayiv or not? Or m'shus yavol n'soka, or from shalom would you be chayiv? Since you said halacha is that you have natural things, and that's the reason why he allowed you, would you say that therefore it's considered a din of shus yavol shus harabim, yovin isa daraisa, because we consider the walls as mechitzos. These places, Piyustros, as the Lashon says, the Carbonator, but places that are surrounded by mountains. And what's the halacha in such a case? When you threw, do we say, Adaitka, would you say in such a halacha that you threw from Meshus Harab, Meshus Yochid, that these were Shios, since you have between the mountains, let's look at the dinner of Meshus Yochid. So maybe it could be an Echanami, that you are, that using that same Svara, it should be the same halacha. Whether, of course, you cannot, it's not asking, okay, you're allowed to throw it in. The question is, if you did it, whether halacha you're over in Issa D'oraisa, that's what Gemara's saying. That, we know that it's also to do it. Rabbanan for sure it's also. The question is, using that svara of the mountains or natural mechitzas, would it be a din D'oraisa? Would it be over in Issa D'oraisa? So Gemara says, I'm a levi, I'll conserve you later. According to your svara, your das, an area that's by mountains should be considered Shuzayakil. You'll never have a Shuzarabmer any place. Because anytime you, any place you go in the world, at some point there's mountains around it. It doesn't have to be, it's very right there, there's mountains. It could be a little bit further away, but there's always natural. And if that's so, you'll never actually have a Shuzarabim. You'll always have the have a Shuzarabim in the world. Mamela, that we know that's not true. Therefore, this can't be, obviously doesn't apply. So your whole Svara doesn't work. Says the Gemara, says the Kabbalah Eda. The Muk of Harim should make it those Shazarabim and surround the Eidolim. You'll never have one because the whole world's surrounded by mountains. So according to your Svara, it doesn't make any sense. You'll never have a situation of a Shazarabim to Asa Daraisa. We know that can't be true. And there would be Mechaiv on that. So the Gemara says, Amr Rav Yishlakish, Gemara says, depends on the halacha. Gemara says, Amr Yishlakish, Amr, there'll be a Shazarabim. There's no Shazarabim. Achi, Mephlesh, 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 open. Unobstructed from one end of the world to the other end of the world. You see, therefore, an economy would come out of him said, and you're right, any place you can use it, mountains on the other end of the world, you can have natural partitions, could be an area, a very large area. You could have mamash, could be thousands of miles away. There's a mountain, that should be sufficient. According to Reish Lakish, it would come out that you'd always have an area of some place, there's always something that would make it. So the question, I have Yochanan's Kasha, you never have a Shazarabim. Reish Lakish obviously is not concerned about that. That the you're able to find an area that the that somehow is not so. There is maybe some place in the world that you can have that. But otherwise, in a chanami, it would be. So Reish Lakish is disagreeing and says that there would be that it's in a chanami. Maybe that would be taka true. That the would taka be true. That you maybe it's a klomachi day lekach in kolam makom shizur. You know, in a chanami, unless you have a place, says the Pnei Moshe, unless you have a place where taka there is no mountains at all in any place within close area that's surrounded by all sides. And a chanami would be taka. You're right; it would be a shizurabim. So most places in the world would not be a shizurabim, is what the Gemara is really telling you. So Gemara says. So Gemara says it can't be. Milchav, which already have a kasha, like this, if you think this Reish Lakish is taina, how you steer Reish Lakish? Yomer, Shazarabim Lamazet. Reish Lakish said someplace there's no Shazarabim in the world at all. Eleosla, only in Osalavo. Shnemako, gay Yinase, stayed in the Pasik, El Pasik in Yeshaya. That the Gemara said that the only place you'll have a Shazarabim is in Olam Haba. Because why? Because since you have the whole world taka is surrounded by mountains, so therefore its taka would be that there's no Shusarabim here. But in Shusarabim, everything is all this whole level land. There's no mountains. And there we know there's no surrounding mountains. So therefore that's a Shusarabim. At that time will be a Shusarabim. Yosid Lavo. The Gemara said that everything will be knocked down. There'll be no mountains. All the mountains will be leveled. Therefore, coming down, you'll have Shazarabim. At that point, you'll have Shazarabim because then you have the open area. But in Ochalaim, until then, so the Isla Maisa, it's this Lachar is a stira. Why come in and explains a stira? You just read a famous statement, but based upon the Pasuk in the Navi Yeshaya, that all the mountains will be knocked down. They'll be straight and foolish. And then you'll have a problem. That's when you have a shot. Until then, you're not going to have a Shazarabim. But we just finished saying now that you do have a Shazarabim. Shalak just says you can use natural boundaries, but at a point, but at some point, there's going to be an area where it's open up, but where you don't have mountains in the area, and that would be considered Shazarabim, even in this world. So Mimela, it's that little Maisa, it's so hard to understand the whole Lumdus here, because the whole Alaka Maseka Shabbos of Otsah, Mishazarab, Mishazayachid, we can have to Masekta, is of Shabbos, is talking about the Halakhs of Otsah. So how do we understand that there should be the no Shazarabim, according to the second Svara? There shouldn't be any Din Shazarabim. How do we understand such Alaka to reconcile with all what we know, that there's so many Mishnayos in Shas that have Halakhs of Shazarabim? So how would that work? How would that work? So Gemara says, like, anyway, so Lamaisa, but we see the current Astira in the Reish Lakish's statement that there is Shayach of this world. First statement, as we had before, that there is Shayach of Shazarabim, not too many places, because there's always mountains, but in places where there are talking the mountains, you can have it. And the second statement is that there is nothing in this world, because there's always something, only in the next world, when the mountains will be Asad Lavo, when the mountains will be leveled, that's when you talk about Shazarabim. Very hard to understand this svara. Zakta Gemara.
So Gemara says like this: Masisa Pligas. We have how do we reconcile Rav Yish Lakish? The Gemara says, let's see. Masisa Pligas Rav Yish Lakish. We have also a Mishnah Mefurish connected Rav Yish Lakish. The halacha which is a rabbim connected. Why? Ezer Rav Yish Lakish. Which are what's which is a rabbim? We have a halacha Mishnah Mefurish and Mishnah in Maseches Dahiros. Mishnah what's which is a rabbim? Shvili based Gilgal Yosibo. A path to base Gilgal, and a place which is very high in Eretz Yisrael that are very steep slopes. That and those things like it, Rishul Yaakov, that's Rishul Yaakov the Shabbos, because they have big slopes, not Rishul Rabim. However, Rishul Rabim Tumah, but consider Rishul Rabim Tumah. So you see that the look is that Beis Gilgal is not Rishul Rabim, the Gabi Din Shabbos, but the Gabi other areas it is considered a Din Shabbos. Rishul Yaakov said there is no Rishul Rabim in this world, but you see the Gemara does call it Rishul Rabim. It calls it Rishul Rabim, the Gabi certain halachas. So therefore, they have a status of Rishul Rabim because many, many people would go there. They have Rishul Rabim, even though Be'etzem, it's sloped, and therefore you could say it's not really, a typical Rishul Rabim that people go through constantly because the area is very sloped. It's not a straight path. However, Lemaisa is still considered, like, when you have something that's slope, it's Betz, and that means that there's hills. That's a slope of hills on both sides of the slope. But however, since many, many people went here, even though they're very steep, Lemaisa, it still was had a dinner with Shazarab and Magabi many halachas. So again, that's a Kashan Rish Lakish. How does Rish Lakish reconcile this Mishnah? Says the Korban Eidah again. That didn't we do this, Masis and the Mishnah and Tyrus. Umakam Ogul, Ein Rov im Yichol Nekas Varosh Shvilin. So you see, it is considered a din of a Rishus Harabim. So how do we reconcile Reish Lakish Shita with this Mishnah in Tyrus that is considered Rishus Harabim Latumah? So look at Marasek. So Mara says, so let's understand this halacha. Back to the case of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, halacha and sukkah, you like go ahead and consider a wall. You have a suspended partition. It's considered enough to be considered a wall for a sukkah. The question is, consider the Gabi Shabbos as well. How do we view these walls, these suspended walls, the Gabi din of a wall of Shabbos? That we said a suspended mitzvah, kitzot loy is good, is only the Gabi din sukkah that makes the sukkah mutter. However, I'll look at Shabbos. Even Yosef Moida, that it's not considered a good mechitza. Chitzot Tluya is not a mechitza. The Gabi Sukkah is a heter, special din by Sukkah, that you have it considered enough of a, if it's 10, even if it's Tluya, it's considered a good. But however, the Gabi Shabbos, which is Nisra Skila, Sukkah is an assay, therefore we allow you to do that. But a Sukkah, which is Shabbos, which is Nisra Skila, where Machman would say that even if Yosef Moida, you can't have, it's not a mechitza Tluya, it's not going to be good enough. You have to make a real separation. But much more Machman, this as the Korban Eidah. So how do we reconcile this? The Gemara says that Sibra Yochan Lagam and Shabbos. Shabbos. Rav Yochan could say the Gabi Elocha, even the Gabi Din Shabbos. He said the Gabi is suspended wall even by Shabbos. The Gemara says Shilton bought Tzipori Tidlo Kanuyos. Once a government official came to Tzipori, and they hung up sheets for him as walls to give him privacy, be able to go carry things to bring things to him, so he can have his privacy. So the Gemara says they were, but these sheets were suspended off the ground. Three tefachim above the ground. If Yishmael be Yosef dated with him, and he allowed him to go ahead according to the sheet of his father, Yisrael Yosef allowed him to carry within the sheets in order to go to the sheet of his father of Yosef. The Mechitz Tluy is good. So you see, according to this, the Mechitz Tluy is good even on Shabbos, of Yosef's sheet is. And he allowed him to do it, not just the Gabi Sukkah, but even the Gabi Shabbos. So you see that you wanted to say that it's not good only for Sukkah, not for Shabbos, but again, he's quoting his father that even for Shabbos it's good. It's one halach, one opinion we see. There's another thing we share of Yosef Shel Gabi Shabbos. Aviza Bashmoni Avizuka says halach Yosef Gav Yosef Achnina Gav Chanina. We said Yosef said the same thing. Mechitzah Tluy the Gabi Din Shabbos. The Vayim Pli Gashis Rav Yochanan. They both argue Rav Yochanan, who said Rav Yosef said that Mechitzah Tluy is not the Gabi Din Shabbos. It is Machlekes the Gabi that. The Rav Huda Achnina Rav Yochanan Mechitzah Shlosh Tanamik Davar Yachol. Both of you said the same thing that Mechitzah Tluy doesn't reach the ground is the good the Gabi Din Shabbos. So we have those who say that Yosef never said it the Gabi Din Shabbos. Only the Gabi Din Sukkah. And then we said others who say that no, that three of them agree, as we saw in Tzipori, what they did for this person. They hung up a makeshift thing that was hanging three tefachim off the ground, and yet the halachas were considered good. So you see that they hold that it is considered mechitzah. It is, works even for Shabbos. So the Gemara gets lachar, it's a stira. So Gemara said, Yehuda ekshar mifulashin. If Yehuda is referring to the case of bridges which are under an underpass. So you have the sides of the bridges which are considered as if it's closed. And that's why I consider it's partition. You're allowed to carry. Yosef in sukkah. The Ari Yochas of the Gabi didn't the Gabi sukkah. Mechitzot Loya Gabi sukkah is good. However, the mechitza tluya, not the gabi Shabbos. We're going to make kiva amar. We're going to hitl shoshet dvarim. He allowed three things: hitter mitzutzera. He allowed you to put water on Shabbos from a balcony, even without mechitza. That's one of the things he allowed you to do. In mitzutzera, he allowed you to go ahead from a balcony to bring down water, as we said earlier. Even though kitzutzera is a malam na mayim, it's less than a kesidah. You got to bring it up above the water. We had this early in the Gemara. And he also allowed you to go ahead and store reeds in the sea. You want to put food in the sea, keep food in the food that stay fresh. So you want to go, it shouldn't become a kabbal tumma, nothing should land on it to protect it. You got to do that also. He also allowed him to carry towels in the bathhouse, from the bathhouse on Shabbos, to use the towels. He allowed you to do that. There you go. Those who went to the mikvah, they're bathing in cold water on Shabbos, you needed to have, you let it go, carry the towel. Normally you can't carry, afraid you can do a skit on a towel. But Gemara says that he went ahead and he allowed him to do that. He allowed him to do that, and he wasn't concerned about skita. He wasn't concerned. So his shita was you allowed to. He was a big kula. So we see Yosef Kanina said, Lagabi Aralokas, three things that he said. One of the things was, Makitsutli works. And he agrees that Aralokas, you're allowed to do that. And Avi Shabbos, you're allowed to even Lagabi Shabbos. So Kanina said before that other Sayyidina of Yossi does not agree Lagabi Shabbos. Kanina said he did agree. So Lakari, you have a Makleikas as to what his opinion is. But this is the Quanta Shita here. We see one of the three things that we quote from him is an Enechanami that a Makitsutluya would be considered good. Rav Yossi Shita would say it even the Gabi Din Shabbos. It would be that we allow you to go ahead and to carry and to bring up the water. There would be something we permit you to do. That thing might say you have to catch such thing. You got to go bring the water. If you have a mechitza, it's going to have to be considered as if it's a one reshus and you could bring it over. The Gemara is a halacha. When do we say this halacha? It doesn't apply in all cases. Here, about Yosi, that's the case we say before that you're not to go in, you can't bring up water. The guy, they're not to go bring up water from the bottom balcony to the top balcony, not a mechitza. That's for using the hole. You're taking the water through the hole of the balcony and you're bringing up the water. And it goes through the lower balcony, it goes up to the upper balcony. That you can't do. We don't make an air if you can't do that. It's two separate shios. I'm established the chutz matar. But you're making one that's going from the outside of the balcony, not going through the balcony, then you're allowed to do that. Why? Because you're not going ahead. And you, even though you're going through the airspace, you're not actually going directly. Nafkamina is where you take water. You have a hole in the upper balcony and the bottom balcony, and you take water from the ocean, and you're bringing it up through the lower balcony and then into the top upper balcony to use in the upper balcony. That you can't do because unless you have the mechitza, unless you have a kachi, make an air for both of those, you can carry one to the other. But if you're carrying straight from the water, not through the hole of the lower kachi, lower balcony, straight into the upper balcony, even though it's going through the air space of the balcony, such a case you're allowed to do that. But I don't know, it's no problem. That you're allowed to do. That you're allowed to do because the airspace is permitted. So after Gemara, you want to learn a brisa like this, we need a right of a brisa. Shlosh Gemara, Tzitzras, and Zulagabzu, three back and one top of the other. Oh, so Lishtamesh, Menal Yonah, Latachon, and Beacon, sorry. And I'm going to go carry from the top back into the bottom balcony using the middle one. I'm Lishtamesh, and Achotz, Lagag. You can use it from the balcony straight to the Chotzer to the Gag, and that's not a problem. I going through this airspace of this middle one doesn't make a difference. You don't have to worry about that. It's only us if you're going into the space itself. But we're going through the hole in the space. But if you're going on the air, it's the same owner. It's not a problem that it's considered as if it's one reshus, then you're allowed to do that. So the Gemara, Sila Chaira, this is not a steer of Yossi. That we said, Aloch, you let it go, transfer it over from the bottom balcony through the top, through the middle one. That's from the inside. When you're doing it through the inside of the hole, that's when you have an issue. Then you can't do it out of mechitza. Ava mechutz, mota. But if you're doing it on the outside, it's not a steer. If you're doing it on the outside, we just finished saying, this balcony going on the outside of it, just using the airspace, I'm not going directly into the chutzer, into the balcony, that you're allowed to do. So that's not a steer. It's two separate halachas. Zira said no. He disagrees. He says no nafkamina, no svar. Whether you're doing it from inside in the right through the balcony or you're doing it on the outside, it's also aser. Doesn't make a difference. You're going into the airspace, but the same halacha. It's still considered someone else's rishus, and it'll be considered a problem. Without an Arab, you wouldn't be able to do that. We have machlokes whether that be permitted. Bachutz is permitted or not. Zok de Gemara. We have a kasha. We have a brisa that argues Shmuel Yitzchak. Why? We have an halacha that says in a brisa that you let it go ahead and lower a pot of meat down to a chatzer when you're aware, when you have like it's a beam between them, and you want to go ahead and bring food down, send food down, you want to do it. So you have a beam that sends from high and full wide, you got to go ahead and send the food down. If you have a window between them, it's four tefachim, four tefachim by four tefachim, that'd be usher. Between the beam and the chatzar, that's usher, because now it's like you're going through, because you can't use one rishus to not do another rishus. So you're sending the food down to the chatzar, but you're going through the window, which is a separate area, and that's someone else's rishus, someone else's domain, and therefore you can't do that. But if you're going straight down into the chutz without going through someone's chutz, without going through the window, that would be okay. I, Shlomo Yitzchak, said before, even the airspace of something is not a problem. It's only when it lands into the chutz, you're going into the chutz, into the balcony. But if you're going in the airspace, b'chutz, we held that, the Shita held that that's mutter, that's not a problem. Here we see there is a problem, even going through the airspace. It's usher. Why is it usher? Because you're going to the shus. Are you only going through the airspace? Why should it be considered usher? The chur, we see that's not must vice versa, but chutz is no different between the chutz and bifnim. It's both cases are usher. What does he do with his brisa? How do you reconcile his opinion with the brisa when you see that it's usher, derech halon, that even mechutz would be considered usher? So what do you have the brisa? He'll interpret the brisa as talking a case, not with the window, but rather with the window that is on the same as the beam. In other words, since you're going ahead and you're accessing it without having to go through the window, you're doing it from the beam, which is the same level. So mainly therefore, you're going from the pipe, and putting the pot from the beam into the chatzar, which is that you can't do. But if the pot is not on the beam, you're putting it through, but you're not doing it through the air window. You're not going directly into it, even though you're going into the airspace in front of the window, but you're not going into the window directly. Then halakha would be, that's not considered part of the domain. That would be considered mutter. Says the Kabbalah to explain, you're not using derech halacha. You're not using it at all. You're not throwing it. You're not putting it through. It's only that it's the same level. It's the same height, the same level as the beam that you're putting. And that's what we are. But mishtamish chutz lenekev. And mishtamish al derech avir. Only going, if you're going, you're not using the window at all. You're only going through the area. You're going through the airspace. That en ha-katatona aseres al yona. That's the sin mishitaso. That it's not asering it. And therefore, you have no raya. The price is not a kasha on a yeshita. And therefore, bachutz would be mutter. Bifnim is asir. Bachutz would be asir. We'll stop over here.